He doesn't trust Hamas to do what's right, only to do what it's pressured to do.
I don't know how long it will take. My expectation and hope is that as we move forward, the rest of the Arab world and the region is also putting pressure on all sides to slow this down, to bring this to an end as quickly as we can.
The hostages are being transported to hospitals where they'll be examined and reunited with their families. CBS News Special Report. I'm Christopher Cruz.
The simple act of sharing gratitude is how Thanksgiving is described in the dictionary. But did you know the first official national holiday happened in 1789? It was declared by President George Washington following the creation of the new U.S. Constitution. Today, Thanksgiving means gratefulness for the harvest, your family, or a higher power. However you celebrate, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
Listening to The Shah.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. So far, so good for the planned four-day ceasefire put in place by Israel today after Hamas released 24 hostages, 13 of them Israelis. CBS's Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
There's a lot of tension and anticipation leading up to whether or not this ceasefire would hold, but really it's held. And even on the northern border, where there's been fighting between Israel and Hezbollah, that's even been quiet.
President Biden said today he hopes the ceasefire can last longer than 4 days. And he said he doesn't trust Hamas to do what's right, only to do what it's pressured to do.
I don't know how long it will take. My expectation and hope is that as we move forward, the rest of the Arab world and the region is also putting pressure on all sides to slow this down, to bring this to an end as quickly as we can.
The hostages are being transported to hospitals where they'll be examined and reunited with their families. CBS News Special Report. I'm Christopher Cruz.
The journey to a smoke-free life can be difficult. Kick the habit with the help of Vape Walkie. Vape Walkie isn't just a vape shop. They're a community, and their knowledgeable staff can assist you in finding the perfect products to suit your needs. With a wide variety of vaping products at the best prices, they cater to everyone from novices to cloud enthusiasts. Mention this ad and join the rewards program to receive 100 free points when you sign up.
Vape Walkie, 215 Oakton Avenue, Suite C in Pewaukee.
Call 262-696-6620 or log on to vapewalkie.com to find more.
Listening to The Shah.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. So far, so good for the planned four-day ceasefire put in place by Israel today after Hamas released 24 hostages, 13 of them Israelis. CBS's Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
There's a lot of tension and anticipation leading up to whether or not this ceasefire would hold, but really it's held. And even on the northern border, where there's been fighting between Israel and Hezbollah, that's even been quiet.
President Biden said today he hopes the ceasefire can last longer than 4 days. And he said he doesn't trust Hamas to do what's right, only to do what it's pressured to do.
I don't know how long it will take. My expectation and hope is that as we move forward, the rest of the Arab world and the region is also putting pressure on all sides to slow this down, to bring this to an end as quickly as we can.
The hostages are being transported to hospitals where they'll be examined and reunited with their families. CBS News Special Report. I'm Christopher Cruz.
His offensive and defensive lines made the difference.
Anytime you drop back against Detroit or throw 30-plus passes and you come out away with zero sacks, and then conversely, what we were doing up front on the other side of the ball, that was really the difference.
At 8-3, are the Lions getting a little overconfident? Head coach Dan Campbell.
I don't think our guys are on cruise control. What I'm saying is it doesn't matter who comes in here. When they play a perfect game, if we don't play our best when they're playing a perfect game, things like that will happen. We go and turn the ball over three times against every opponent we have left, the odds of winning are going to be pretty slim.
That's Lions head coach Dan Campbell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Overcast tonight with a low of 19. winds out of the northwest around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow, 36. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow night through Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
Timeout!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happy Black Friday to you. We are home enjoying a little time with our respective families, but we're hoping you're enjoying this little replay of some of the greatest events of the Devil's Advocates, at least recently. And I got to tell you, the next caller, the most candid caller perhaps we ever had, this woman is about to tell you about a very intimate life experience she said to us. She had never even told her husband about this. The subject, abortion. And we had this conversation very candidly. Hope you find this conversation as interesting as we did. Keep it locked right here. More Devil's Advocates.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the hump day edition, the happier happy hour. Rolling into it, Tom. And we're going to take many more of your calls. You can join us right now at 844-967-2789, where Dems outperformed. And the issue is certainly got to be abortion, because Donald Trump, realistically, I know he's a turnout machine for both sides, but he was not on the ballot. 844-967-2789. Chris from Adams Friendship. Here's a new one. Welcome, Chris. What do you got for us?
Hi, Chris.
Hi, I want to respond to Bill. I am actually a child who was born to teenagers. I'm 48. I have lived with an uber conservative, Trump father, Trump loving father, and a more liberal mother. They are divorced. I myself actually ended up pregnant and very young, and had to make a decision. It was a unexpected pregnancy. However, precautions were taken and it just still happened. And Bill has no idea what growing up in a teenage pregnancy household was like. And still to this day, at 48 years old, my father resents me.
because Chris, of the early pregnancy, or because your arrival in his life changed his life?
My arrival in his life. My parents do not know that I was ever pregnant. I was not going to bring a child into that same lifestyle regardless. But still to this day, 48 years later, my dad resents the fact that I exist.
Chris, do you ever, and I've heard it represented by the pro-life anti-abortion movement that women so often regret the abortions they have. Do you have any regrets of that sort, Chris?
Some. I do have some, because I never ended up having children. But at that time, there was no way mentally or financially I was prepared to have a child. I was 21 years old. I had no financial way to provide for a child. It was not long after that I was no longer with the father of the child. I would have been on the system. It was not a good situation all around.
When it's suggested that you should have carried the child to term, let's say your Trumpy dad found out, he probably would have said, you got to have the baby. You got to carry it to term.
He absolutely would have.
Could you envision putting yourself, your life through that, and then, let's say, turning that baby over for adoption? Did that ever strike you as a viable alternative?
I don't think mentally I would have been able to do it. I don't think I would have been able to provide a stable life for the child at the same time.
Chris, before we cut off this phone call, is there anything else you'd like to add? Any other information you'd like people like Bill or Dom or I or anyone listening right now, anything else you'd like us to know?
I would like Bill to understand that it's not a decision that is ever made lightly. It is not a decision I made on my own. There were plenty of conversations between myself and the father of the child. It was never done in secret between him and I. He is also very conservative. He also went on to, I believe, not have any biological children of his own. I do not know that for a fact, but I believe that that is what I have been told. We have friends in common still. He did move away. But it is not an easy decision. It is not a it's the easy way out decision. There are consequences to the decision, and it's not a decision that, at least in my situation, was taken lightly.
Chris, did the father ever try to influence that decision to encourage you to have the baby, if I may ask?
Or the other way around, encourage you to obviously end up not having the baby. How did that go down?
No, it was a, we talked about it. It was a, we both decided we weren't ready. We both decided we weren't financially stable enough. We weren't emotionally stable enough. We both decided that carrying it to term and delivering, it wasn't a good decision. It was a conversation that was not a 1 minute, one day conversation. It was a lengthy conversation. It was something that we did take care of. We did do in the early stages, first trimester, because we did not want to do it any later than that. It was not a Planned Parenthood type situation. Everybody blames Planned Parenthood. It was not that type of situation. There was an actual clinic in Madison. There was a doctor that had a clinic in Madison. And my ultra-conservative best friend actually took me, even though she was against it. So, it's conversations, and it's not an easy decision. I also can attest to, I have several people in my life who have had barely viable children delivered. We're talking 24 weeks, and that's not an easy situation to live through either.
Chris, so I got to be honest with you. I have been aware of a few of the women in my life have been candid and have told me they've had abortions. But this is probably the most candid conversation I've ever had on the topic, Chris. And I appreciate your candor.
Sure. My husband doesn't even know. I just don't talk about it. But I felt compelled to discuss it so that Bill knows that it's not an easy decision. It's not. And like I said, I haven't even told my husband.
Chris, thank you so much for your call.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Thanks, you too, Chris. Wow. Wow. It is obviously a torturous decision for most people. And for people like Bill and others just to flippantly say, oh, you know, murdering babies. I mean, it's one thing to say that it's easy from the outside to just, you know, hurl that out there, you know, based on your fervent religious beliefs. But until you live through it and feel it and have to, you know, make these agonizing decisions, and ultimately it's not Bill's decision. And it's a woman's decision, in my opinion on this. And I think our previous caller in the last hour brought this up as well. It takes two to tango, man. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I mean, this doesn't happen by itself. You know, this isn't the Mother Mary, as the Christians would believe. That doesn't happen. And so there is responsibility certainly on all sides. So even though it is the woman at the, you know, has to go through the operation, the men's done quick, it's really up to the woman to go and have the procedure. You know, both are involved, at least in this particular case. Thank you once again for a great call. Appreciate you sharing. 844-967-2789. L.A. Tom, you're next. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. And I think we showed that yesterday with the voting that's gone on. Remember, polls don't vote. People do. And I also want to say Chris was very admirable in coming on just now, and I want to thank her for that. The other thing I want to say is just because a woman has the right to choose doesn't mean that she's necessarily going to choose termination. It's either the government's right to choose or a woman's right to choose. So all these people out there that call this the abortion issue, pro-abortion, da-da-da-da, it's not. It's pro a woman's right to choose or pro-big government's right to choose. And it should be between a woman and her doctor and her partner. And, you know, it just blows my mind away that they make this into this thing where it's almost like pro-abortion. It's not. It's pro-woman's right to choose. And if you take away a woman's right to choose, someone like Chris wouldn't have even had the opportunity to choose anything. So it's about the choice and who's doing the choosing. So,
do you remember when Scott Walker was running for re-election and
oh, yeah, he put that at the end of the campaign where, oh, yeah, it's the warm doctor and a woman. That's BS.
Well, of course, that was not his position, not beyond the election, not when he won re-election.
Right.
He defunded Planned Parenthood proudly, took away reproductive services from women. And I don't know if many men know this. I know Chris Kapinga, a state senator, was very dismissive, but they asked the question, how many men receive services in the state of Wisconsin each year from Planned Parenthood? The number was over 6,000 men receiving STD treatment, etc., through Planned Parenthood. Anyways, got any other quick thoughts, Tom?
Planned Parenthood might be the only place that some people have for health care.
You're probably right about that, Tom. And in the state of Wisconsin, they have taken the legal opinion of a Dane County judge, and they've begun restoring and performing services, but only in Madison and Milwaukee. And it's a big state. So, you know, some people are not getting the services they desire. Come back. More of your phone calls. 844-967-2789. More Devils.
The Shaw, WAUK.
This is Mean Gene Okerlund, and I'm talking with Brett Uhlberg, owner of Robert Hack Diamonds. Brett, I hear you pay cash for gold.
Not only gold, but silver, diamonds in any form like jewelry, teeth, coins, flatware.
Why should I sell you my gold?
Why not? Our store is the only store that recommends you shop around before you sell. This way you know you're getting the most money. But if Robert Hack Diamonds can't beat a competitor's offer on your scrap gold, we'll give you $20 just for letting us try.
Hey, what if I'm shy?
You? Well, at Robert Hack Diamonds, we sit with you at a table. We go through your items and make you an offer. You're not pressured, and we offer more on jewelry that we can resell.
Can I trade my gold for a new piece of jewelry?
Of course you can, and not only that, we can custom make a piece of jewelry using your gold and gems.
Hey, there you have it, folks. Sell your gold to my friends at Robert Hack Diamonds. Visit them on 76th and Layton in Greenfield. Robert Hack Diamonds, where they want your business.
This is the Shaw WAUK.
When they go low, we get high.
The Devil's Advocate. You're listening to a pre-recorded episode of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Back from the 420 break, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Make sure you download the super cool media app. You can find it in your Apple stores, your Google stores. And follow the Devil's Advocates everywhere you go.
Damn, you've always got that short-term memory problem. I'll help you with that. Thanks, got a fine guest who's joined me here in the WMDX studios. He's our friend Alan Robinson from the Herbal Aspect. And Alan, you bringing us some 420 facts today?
Oh, man, I've got the news for you all the time. Today is going to be a little bit more subdued because we're not happy about the Speaker of the House.
Speaker Johnson.
Speaker Johnson.
The head of the crazy caucus.
Yeah, that's going to be correct. So the gentleman is vehemently opposed to cannabis reform in any way. We are talking about even moderate reforms. Well, the 2018 Farm Bill is what companies like mine operate under. Now, we need a continuing resolution in order to make that Farm Bill continue on after the 17th. Is it the 17th of November? I smoke a lot.
Yeah, it's a couple of weeks. It's coming up quick.
So let me understand this if I can. Let me see if I'm following the math here. The Farm Bill that legalized cannabis under federal law,
yes,
not all cannabis, but certain derived cannabis products, and you sell those things through Herbal Aspect. Am I saying that correctly?
That is correct, yes.
And under state and federal law, what you sell, the cannabis you sell, is legal.
Right.
Unless the federal government fails to extend what is currently contained in the agricultural bill from 2018.
That is right.
That would really upset the apple cart here in the state of Wisconsin, all across the nation, because there's lots of people that have followed you into this industry.
You know, when you say all across the nation, I've got some of the single most unlikely allies in Congress and in the advocacy space for this that you could imagine.
Name names.
Well, no, but I will say, I'll say Kentucky Republicans. Right? Those advocacy groups in the bluegrass state, you know, they've got great relationships with the obstructionist party in power in the House. And they've leveraged those relationships for the benefit of rural farmers and local shops like my own to build support for, you know, cannabis reform in Congress. And unfortunately, Speaker Johnson has really held up those efforts.
There have been our friend Alan Robinson from the Herbal Aspect. They are legal cannabis distributor here in the state of Wisconsin. But my understanding is there are banking regulations that still impact your industry tremendously. And they're not exactly moving towards resolution under this speaker or this Congress.
I don't necessarily have the same banking troubles as legal cannabis does. You know, and as a benefit of the 2018 Farm Bill, you know, I don't have the sort of regulation that legal cannabis has. We're not taxed the same way. We're, you know, things are much, much more hands off at the federal level, and we really like that. But what we really do need is to have some of those protections that other businesses also benefit from.
You mean like if the FCC stopped operating on November 17th and suddenly none of us were licensed to be radio stations? that would affect my industry, let's say, in a similar fashion.
Yeah, it would suck for you. It would suck for me.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We got a friend who I perceive to be an expert on the topic of cannabis. He brings his 420 facts on Friday, sponsored by the Herbal Aspect, his fine shop. You got three fine shops in this town.
Yeah,
I was at the one yesterday.
So you were at our flagship location over there on University Avenue. But today I'm going to be going over to Gammon Road. That's where the Build Your Own Blunt Bar is located. It's a great place. We got seltzers. We got all the cannabinoids that you could potentially desire. Every one of them. Legal and illegal cannabis is misleading. It's all derived from the exact same plant. And what we have here just loopholes its way through to your doorstep.
Before I let Dom in, let me, well said, sir, let me express something. While I've been partaking of the legal and mostly illegal cannabis trade since, let's say, 1983, 84 time frame, mostly you just smoke what the guy sold you.
Sure.
And, you know, I'm a grown-up now. Mm. I got a real job. I can afford to be a little more selective, but I need an education. And if I need an education, I think I speak for a lot that might be listening to my voice. A lot of people do. Because, you know, I know it's green. I know they used to sell it in the bag. They lick clothes. But above and beyond that, man, I don't know much about what's in there. And I'd like to change that. So how could I educate myself? How can I be educated as a consumer before I start dropping coin?
Yeah, man, I'd say you can come on by, log on to herbalaspect.com and get yourself a cannabis consultation. It's a $50 value. We're giving them to Devil Radio listeners for free.
Well, I like that price.
Yeah, you just got to use the code Devil Radio at checkout, schedule yourself a 20-minute consultation, and what we'll do is we'll discern what cannabinoids are going to be right for you. We're going to figure out a good dosage for you. We're going to figure out what way of consumption is going to be best for you to treat.
Yeah, some people want to go to sleep. That's not me. I got jobs to do. I got to work. So
some people have just colds. They should maybe have an edible. Hey, Alan Robinson, Herbal Aspects. Let me jump in here quickly, if I may. Not so long ago, the Biden administration moved to have HHS ask DEA to reschedule marijuana from a 1 to a 3, something along those lines.
Sure.
And of course, now the legal cannabis that you sell is not even on the schedule. So I just want to get your sense. Do you think that what we define as the federal government defines as illegal cannabis right now should even be scheduled?
No, it absolutely needs to be
de-scheduled. How would you rate the Biden administration on this effort?
Yeah, poor. The fact of the matter is cannabis needs to be de-scheduled. Rescheduling cannabis at the federal level signals fresh congressional intent. And not to get into a whole bunch of legal mumble jumble, but I just want to basically say that means that the DEA and all the feds could come down and on any state that has legalized cannabis and throw their entire industry into complete upheaval with rescheduling. What you need to do is completely deschedule cannabis, and then you won't have that problem.
Dom, do you have more questions? Because otherwise I'd like to selfishly get back to my cannabis education and how I get that free consult down at the Herbal Aspect, because you went a little too quick for me. Slow down, man. I want to hear that again. Because I got to take a note here.
Yeah.
How am I going to get the free consultation? Because I want to learn more. I don't want to be an uninformed consumer with a bag full of stems and seeds like I used to get in college.
Yeah, so what you're going to do, right, starting next week, you'll be able to log on herbalaspect.com and click a button that says cannabis consultations. That will lead you to a scheduling portal. You put in Devil Radio, and there you go.
It's free.
It's free. $50 value.
And?
Oh, give you 10% off your purchase, too, once you do that.
Well, I was going to say, I'm not getting educated not to buy something. Now you got to point me in the right direction. So, again, say that deal.
Yeah, man, I'll let you know. So, if you with your consultation, you know, with your first purchase, I'll go ahead and give you a 10% off discount for Devil Radio listeners.
I like that deal.
There it is.
Free consultation. A deal on my legal cannabis, FDA approved, state approved. This is the good stuff. And it's done right with a side of education by my friend Alan Robinson. Thank you for the 420 facts. Go see him at the Herbal Aspect or schedule your consultation, herbalaspect.com. Our friend Nick Ramos coming in from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign next.
Thanks, Alan.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Reedsburg man wanted for the death of his pregnant girlfriend is arrested in Missouri. Authorities there say they caught Jose Dominguez Garcia in a vehicle with stolen plates early yesterday morning. He'd been on the run since about the same time Rosalie Rodriguez's body was found in a suitcase near Eau Claire in 2020. Dominguez Garcia is charged with first-degree murder, murder of an unborn child, and hiding a corpse. A Door County woman is thankful for all the help she's getting from her neighbors. Stephanie Laskonski of Bailey's Harbor is a mother of six who's paralyzed from the chest down due to several autoimmune diseases. She's getting donations collected from spectators at yesterday's Thanksgiving Day parade in Jacksonport. The community chooses one family in need to benefit each year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
I'm Terry Barr. A small company creates a big business because of its leftover Thanksgiving turkey and what it means to meals today. An Instacart survey shows 98% of grocery store shoppers buy a half dozen frozen meals every year. But in 1954, it takes an over-order by Swanson Foods for the idea of a reheatable dinner to become reality. Employees at the time are facing 260 tons of extra turkey, and rather than eat the huge financial loss, individual turkey dinners are created using airline meals as an example. Each tray includes the turkey along with dressing, potatoes, gravy, and peas in individual sections. It's frozen, shipped off to grocery stores, and before the end of the year, 10 million of these trays, now being called TV dinners, are sold at just 98 cents apiece. For the Civic Media Radio Network, I'm Terry Barr.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin and Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Badgers against the Gophers. It's been 3 years since the Badgers won the Paul Bunyan Axe. Wisconsin with a long list of injured players. Who's going to play? Head coach Luke Fickell.
There's a lot of unknowns. There's a lot of unknowns for us. Anybody that has the opportunity to play will play in this game.
NFL, the Packers beat the Lions 29-22 at Ford Field. Matt LaFleur says his offensive and defensive lines made the difference.
Anytime you drop back against Detroit or throw 30-plus passes and you come out away with zero sacks, and then conversely what we were doing up front on the other side of the ball, that was really the difference.
At 8-3, are the Lions getting a little overconfident? Head coach Dan Campbell.
I don't think our guys are on cruise control. What I'm saying is, it doesn't matter who comes in here. When they play a perfect game, if we don't play our best when they're playing a perfect game, things like that'll happen. We go and turn the ball over three times against every opponent we have left, the odds of winning are going to be pretty slim.
That's Lions head coach Dan Campbell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Overcast tonight with a low of 19. Winds out of the northwest around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow, 36. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow night through Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
You're listening to a pre-recorded episode of The Devil's Advocates radio show.
Welcome back to The Devil's Advocates radio show, the Friday edition, our favorite. Thank you to our friend Alan Robinson, a fine sponsor from Herbal Aspect. Love when he brings us 420 facts. And Dom, we've got our friend Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. We welcome him back, the new executive director. Gonna get all real on campaign finance stuff. Nick, welcome back.
Hey, Crute, hey, man. I'm so happy to be here with you guys, man. I hope you guys have been having fun today.
Let me first and foremost say shout out to Nick's grandma watching on the social medias right now in Ohio. Cleveland.
Aww, hey, grandma.
Cleveland, yeah. By the way, Cleveland rocks, grandma. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. I hope she becomes an everyday listener. But Nick, she's got to be a proud grandma. You are the new executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. And for the uninitiated, what do you guys do?
So the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign is a nonprofit statewide organization dedicated to working to make sure that our government is open and transparent and is working for the good of all and not just the narrow few. And so we do a lot of big things. I think the three things that have really been in the forefront right now, it's been redistricting, fair maps work, tracking money in politics and trying to get money out of politics. And so pushing for reform with that. And then generally speaking, pro-democracy reform, you know, we want the most equitable Wisconsin possible here.
Well, Nick, I saw in the wispolitics.com that the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign had expended some of its resources advertising on the so-called civic media. And I'm sure the powers over there that be appreciate you doing so. What sort of messages does the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign put out? Obviously, it's not an election year. Your organization is not in the electioneering business. You're not telling us to vote for someone, right, or vote against someone. So what was the message in case someone missed it?
Yeah. So thankful that we have such extraordinary people here at Civic Media that would even let me come in here and record a radio ad in the first place. But there's a really looming deadline that's coming up here. The Senate's getting ready to come back into session November 7th. And we wanted to get Wisconsinites from every corner of the state in the know as far as what's happening with this redistricting bill, because we are very fearful if the shenanigans continue the same way that they did in the assembly, that they're going to rush to vote on a bill that honestly is not up to snuff as far as experts and people in the pro-democracy space is concerned. And so we wanted people to get the opportunity to reach out to their state senator and to be able to actually have their voice heard on this and try and slow down this redistricting bill that they're trying to jam through and make law in this state.
Well, of course, the Iowa plan, as Robin Voss would describe it, it's more like the Speaker Robin Voss plan, because he would ultimately have say over what the maps would be. My understanding, the threatened impeachment of Janet Protasiewicz, the newly impaneled Supreme Court justice, well, it's been at least put on the back burner for now, and I don't know if it was your efforts or the efforts of the Dem Party or the broader voice of the electorate calling in their leaders and saying, don't do this. And of course, there's the lack of any rationale or reason to impeach Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz. That seemed to be a secondary issue. But if you've noticed, Nick, the Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Administrator, Megan Wolf, who has her own legal case before the Wisconsin courts, well, suddenly, under the pressure of his primary opponent, maybe some wackadoos from the Racine area like Harry Waite, now suddenly the speaker has advanced impeachment articles against Megan Wolf, despite earlier in the day saying, oh, you know, these threats, blew them off, and then bent to their will immediately in the same day. Same Speaker Voss. How concerning is that, that all it would take to push a impeachment action against Protasiewicz is a couple of ads in Speaker Voss's district saying, do it, Voss, or we'll impeach you.
Right. I mean,
or recall or whatever.
All right. No, I'm picking up what you're throwing down. And it's a big, desperate men make desperate plans. It's one of those things that you see literally an ad campaign go out targeting Speaker Voss saying, hey, if you don't do something about this, we're going to vote you out. And then he's now all of a sudden, even though he came out on record and saying it wasn't tied to that, he was planning on something else. But we can all see just what's going on right in front of our faces right now. Like, it's a situation where you're right. I think we saw a Supreme Court shift, and that's why we started to hear the rumblings as far as impeachment. We get to see a little bit of pressure here, and then all of a sudden folds like a house of cards and is throwing impeachment out there for Megan Wolf. And it's a really terrifying time because at this moment, who's to say that he can't think about any other kind of scorched earth type tactics if he's starting to get a little bit of pressure? And so we want to keep our foot on the gas pedal and make sure that we are definitely present at any hearings. We're letting people know that we're going to be doing rallies. We're going to be trying to be everywhere to let them know that there's another side to this. And it's not just you get to choose what officials get to stay in office because you feel some type of political pressure. And that, I mean, that just doesn't sound fair to me whatsoever.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That is Nick Ramos. He's the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Nick, thanks for coming around. Last week, ProPublica released a piece kind of diving into Leonard Leo. This guy's been, his name's been bounced around a lot. Got a lot of money to spend on the political and judicial races specifically, Nick. And they kind of break down how he was involved, you know, during the Walker administration and how they went. Now, this was, frankly, pretty new news to me, Nick. And I know Wisconsin Democracy Campaign prides yourself in tracking the money. How do you track the money? How where do you get the information from? And how do people go and try to find it from Wisconsin Democracy Campaign?
That's a great question. And so every election cycle, we have a team internally that pulls that data. We pull contributions. And our specific search engine is exclusive to Wisconsin specifically. So we're looking at candidates and races that happen here, but we're looking at the money that gets spent on it, whether it's inside the state or outside the state. And then, so we've got, you know, a gentleman by the name of David, who his entire life, and I feel really bad because he's pulling all these numbers and he's doing all the coding, and like, he has to do this constantly. And he's just getting caught up right now, and I've been putting him to work. So David, if you're listening, I'm sorry. But for the general public, you could go on wisdc.org and pull our website up, and it's very user friendly as far as you can go on there, type in a candidate's name. And because of the good work that we have done grabbing all of those donations and being able to have names and as much information as possible that we can get on these particular donors and showcase the fact of how much money is going in, how often are they donating. And then you get to also see some of the biggest donors. I mean, we've got organizations here that are doing insane amounts of spending on candidates to try and get them to try and get their person to win. And in this particular situation, I mean, we've got out of state money, we've got dark money coming in and influencing races, and people need to be aware of what's happening.
Is that specifically, sorry to interrupt, Nick, but yeah, is that Nick Ramos, executive director of Wisconsin Democracy Campaign? We're talking about this go impeach Megan Wolf campaign in Robin Voss's district. Do we know, was that funded outside the state of Wisconsin? Do we know who is funding? And even this group, it's WEC, which of course is the name of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, the right acronym thereof. I think that's purposeful. It very much is there to cloud. Mm-hmm. Do we have any sense of who's funding this?
I think we're going to have more for the general public here next week about this particular campaign. Because I was literally in a meeting and somebody sent me the photo. I'm like, okay, Mike.
I speculate Dick Uline's going to come up somewhere
else. Oh, I was in a closed door meeting and had, and then I was just getting blown up with this ad. And I had my research guy look, he's looking into it right now. So we're going to have a lot more to share with the public as far as who is funding this particular campaign.
He's Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Nick, we've got some problematic sort of ads that are sort of on the horizon. We're just starting to see AI being incorporated, mm-hmm, and the generation of false audio, even potentially false video, although I've not seen that effectively done, but I've certainly heard some audio that sounds very convincing. Hell, they got a new Beatles record dropping with John Lennon's voice through AI. Well, that's one thing for commercial gain, but it's another thing if they don't tell us it's being incorporated. And there's actually a push right now in the state of Wisconsin to push back against the incorporation of AI or At least make it transparent if it's being used in these ads, because someone could literally put words in your mouth. Is there support for this? Do you think this will move forward in any sort of a bipartisan fashion, Nick?
I definitely think, because we've seen other states and states that, you know, might be traditionally blue or traditionally red, be able to bring AI bills across the finish line. And as far as like my thumb on the pulse with this particular legislature here in Wisconsin, I definitely think there's an appetite on both sides to be able to push an AI bill that would give our legislature the opportunity to be able to see when, if there's a organization or an individual that is trying to push for AI ads, that it needs to be labeled. It needs to be clearly out there that this is an artificial intelligence ad. And then there's ways that, like, I think the Wisconsin law, when it, if it were to become law, that it's not overreaching in a way that in other states we've seen legislatures shoot it down because they think they're going too far. I think this one is more of just a framework to be able to get in front of it and be able to make sure that the public knows that what's in front of them isn't being generated by a human. And that, you know, and I think that's really important when we see all these deep fakes and we see things that honestly in the past, you know, I saw deep fakes and I was like, oh, this is clearly fake. And now we're getting to a point where there could be an ad of Ucroot, you know, literally calling people saying, you know, all types of things. And we might think it's real and it's not even you.
As long as it's sexy. I'll take it. You I'm like Don Jr. He's Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Nick, I know I'm turning back topically just for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
The impeachment articles being advanced at least to committee by Speaker Robin Voss against the Wisconsin Election Commissioner Administrator Megan Wolf, according to the reporting I've read, and I have not yet reviewed these articles of impeachment, 15, but according to the reporting I've read, each and every one of these 15 articles of impeachment contain false and misleading information. And this will be propagated widely through impeachment actions here in the state of Wisconsin. What they say will be reported by the press. Well, if we're talking about AI or transparency and who's giving the money, I think getting the truth out there is the most important thing. So what role do you think Wisconsin Democracy Campaign has in informing the public of the misgivings we might have about the false impeachment articles?
It's going to be a joint effort between the Democracy Campaign and the various organizations within the Wisconsin Voting Rights Coalition that we have here in the state, because it takes a village to be able to do that type of education and debunk what will end up being spread across this entire state.
There's plenty of bunk being spread.
Amen. And so, I know that we and the Wisconsin Voting Rights Coalition have already had discussions about being able to put forth materials, both on social media, doing speaking engagements, trying to get into as many communities as possible to be able to share the actual truth that is with this particular situation. Because you're right, if you read through it, there's tons of misinformation and lies and things in there that, you know, at the surface, a layperson might look at this impeachment thing and be like, oh my God, this Megan Wolf's got to go. And it's like they're building a case out of a lot of blarney is what I would say. And so we're really keeping our eye on this, and we want to make sure that we have an education campaign tailored to it so that people are not confused about what's really going on right now.
And I think ultimately, if we got recast maps here in the state of Wisconsin, I know these Republicans are fighting desperately to retain their gerrymandered power, but if we got fair maps, we might actually get fair representation, and the issue of campaign finance might actually be back in play. Of course, it's buried. We live in the wild west here of campaign finance laws. You can give unlimited totals to the party, and then the party can turn around and give it to any candidate at their designation. Millions of dollars directly given to the party, given to Tony Evers, let's say. I mean, Republicans should not want this to happen, but this is the environment we live in. Nick Ramos, if people want to get involved in your fine work and the work being done by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, how can they get involved?
You got access to the internet. I suggest you to go to wisdc.org. You can subscribe. You'll get all our e-alerts. You'll get access to all the good stuff that we're doing every single week.
Nick, final thought. Well, those shoes. Where did you get those, man? Those are like cheese curds you're wearing on your feet, dude.
I got to tell you, man. People are going to roast me here. Kanye West is a very polarizing figure, and these shoes are Yeezys, and I'm going to burn them once they're dead. So that's it.
Yeezy cheesies. Thank you, Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Appreciate your time. Rustia, come on back. Dial us up. 84.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Roll into the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's Eve before they're gone. Log on to foxviewlanes.com.
The simple act of sharing gratitude is how Thanksgiving is described in the dictionary. But did you know the first official national holiday happened in 1789? It was declared by President George Washington following the creation of the new U.S. Constitution. Today, Thanksgiving means gratefulness for the harvest, your family, or a higher power. However you celebrate, all of us with your local civic media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to a pre-recorded episode of the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Advocates Radio Show. Happy Friday to us all. Airing the grievances, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, want to thank our most recent guest, the fine one, the new executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, the fashionable footed Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. I swear to God, he like had strapped cheese curds with laces on his feet. They looked entirely comfortable, but very much like cheese curds. I took a picture. I'll share it on the Devil's Advocates radio Facebook page because you all want to know about his Yeezys. I can tell. I'm wearing some New Balance.
The NBs.
Just a pair of walking sneaks. I'm feeling kind of.
You got some style, man. You got to take some lessons from Nick.
Yesterday, I was wearing like some Timberlands. That was. Or what day was it? I was a lumberjack the other day.
I wore flip-flops.
Put it all together.
Just for the record. Yeah. It was warm enough out, you know.
The shoe.
Run in, run out. Yeah.
That prepares you for nothing life could throw at you. Those Yeezys, though. I mean, you could get away at some cheesy Yeezys. You should look into those. Those look quite comfortable. Anyways, politics and shoes. That's what we do here.
Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
844-967-2789. Dom, before we turn the page here, the specter of AI, do you think this will be a thing? And I mean, this elective cycle, do you think we will see some breaking news? Trump said this, we've uncovered the tape of Trump and it's not really Trump. It's AI.
Right.
Or Joe Biden, you know.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think these things are already there, right? They're just not either widely, created and spread around, or when they do, certainly the first thing I would think of is, hey, BS meter. Does that seem logical? Does that seem real? Is that possible? So, obviously everyone, given the world we live in these days, you got to have a sense of curiosity to maybe look past what you think might be something that may not be that thing. And that's terrible, but it's more of the same. You always got to research and figure it out. Don't just believe the first thing you see or hear. So I don't know that it's like saying there's going to be, political violence. Yeah. Well, again, you know what I mean? So yeah, this is already kind of a thing.
Do you think there will be bipartisan support to actually try to restrain this sort of effort to mislead the electorate? Because as near as I can tell, man, that's one party's goal right now, is to mislead the electorate. Their whole theory is it was stolen from the last guy, so you got to put him back.
No, it's a purposeful lie, man. I mean, this is a plan. This is a conspiracy, as we have now seen, as evidenced by court cases and research and yada yada. Look around over the last 3 years. So, will there be effort? Yeah, I think it's a bipartisan effort. Sure, it could impact everybody, but I don't know how you're going to regulate. You know, someone going to put the resources into doing it and then throwing it on social media and it's spreading. You know, oh, they didn't put the little tag on the bottom of it, you know, contains, vulgar words, PMRC. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? How are you going to do that? How are you going to regulate that? Hey, I found it and shared it. Is that illegal for me to do? There's a lot of practical questions that I have, in this regard. So, I mean, it should definitely be approached and looked at. No question. But it's going to be difficult to regulate.
If AI is utilized in either the creation of the script or the actual voicing of an ad, should that be disclosed to the people? And that includes scripting. You know, I can see some of these young campaign staffers, writing speeches through the ChatGPT.
Well, I mean, we could do this right now. I mean,
they write their papers for college, most of them.
Hey, let's ask Chat, AI, what did Donald Trump say today in regards to, say, I don't know, New York court cases, and have that come up, and then use an AI voiceover to put that voice to those words. I would imagine we can probably get close to doing something like that right now, dude. So
I think Nancy Bryan came close a couple times of his own volition, just stringing the Trump clips together.
Now, well, the other side then. Now, if I do this as a voiceover talent, if I just happen to have one of those skills,
like Rich Saturday Lives,
some of those folks do really good at impersonating other people's. Is that also a thing? I mean, if it's satire, of course you can get away with it. If you're claiming that these are words by a public official, well, can you put lies in their mouth? I mean, Trump's been putting lies into people's mouths all the time. So, there's a lot, man. It's really complex. It's really interesting. But I think in many ways we're obviously already right here, dude. I mean, we could literally do segments on what did AI create for Trump today.
In the last elective cycle, there was a Ron Johnson impersonator that occasionally appeared on these civic media airwaves, but very little or no effort to actually sound like Ron, just say really dumb things like Ron might say them.
Right.
I still found it quite hilarious on many occasions. 844-967-2789. I got the wrong screen up, so I can't get to him, Dom.
I'll get to him, man. Let's do callers. Be patient, starting with you, Wisco Paul. Happy Friday, man. What do you got for us?
Hey, Paul.
Hey, I got it's really a toss-up on grievances. You got Coward Voss, but I think I have to go with the Speaker of the House, because it seems to me it's totally controlled by Trump. And that in itself is very, very scary.
That's not fair, Paul. They have bad ideas of their own volition.
Yeah, separate. Separate branch of government, Paul.
I can't argue that. But it's still kind of spooky, because you could shut the government down. And that is funny, though. But so that's my grievance. The Speaker of the House, I think he's totally controlled by Trump. Yeah, and you're correct on that. They have enough of their own bad ideas. And I'll end with Go Badgers, and you boys have a great weekend.
You as well, Paul. Thanks for listening.
All right, Paul. You too, man. Appreciate it.
Hour two, your grievances. 844-967-2789.
Myself, I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This week in Waukesha. Hey Don, what's happening next Saturday?
Anya, it's Small Business Saturday, November 25th. Our show, This Week in Waukesha, will start at 7. It's going to be a two-hour show, and we're going to celebrate Waukesha's many wonderful small businesses.
This Week in Waukesha with Don Brown. Saturday mornings, now from 7 to 9, on WAUK 101.1 FM, 540 AM.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. Hamas released 24 hostages today, 13 Israelis among them. But some Americans are still being held, says CBS's Ian.